So as I mentioned, this Sunday is Good Shepherd Sunday. And there are things I periodically preach about. And this is in the perspective of renewal of the parish. So you've heard me preach a vision before. Where are we going? A renewal in the parish that everyone, St. Teresa, would be secure in the Father's love, radically connected in the body of Christ, and know that they are gifted by the Holy Spirit. And I've shared with you what I consider engines of renewal that are these programs that are very effective in igniting faith in Catholics. And I mentioned specifically the Acts Retreat and Alpha. These do not have a trademark on renewal, but they have proven successful. So it's like, hey, why not try them? But also less frequently, I've talked about what I consider the fuel of renewal. And that is specific, like, needs to kind of make all this work. Okay, because if you have an effective retreat or something like that, and that's it, then your renewal is not going to go that far. People come off the retreat, and then it's like, what's next? And the faith can drop off if there's not something to support it. So two things I've mentioned before, what I consider part of the fuel of renewal, and I want to preach on these the next 2 weekends. I've preached them before, is leadership and invitation. Without intentional, not just leadership, but intentionality in identifying and raising up new leaders in the parish community, renewal can only go so far. As I've mentioned to you before, I can only do so much. I don't believe the Lord wants all the renewal to flow like exclusively through the pastor. It's not going to work. I can only do so much. But there are men and women here that the Lord is desiring to help in the vineyard as leaders. And so it's identifying and being intentional, calling, raising up new leaders in the church. Appropriate that we say this on Good Shepherd Sunday, where we traditionally pray for religious vocations, where the Lord identifies men and women to follow Him exclusively, and that is a very particular type of leadership, whether it's a priest or as a religious sister. And yes, we need more priests, and absolutely, we need more religious sisters. I just finished a book on St. Catherine of Siena, and effectively, this one woman changed the course of the church in the 14th century. Okay. And then invitation, I'm going to get to that as well. Like, if it's only Father inviting, then eventually we're going to reach our limit. Everyone, I'm going to invite, and everyone here is going to say their yes or their no, and then, like, we're going to reach our limit. No, but it's extending that invitation to y'all. Okay. So, Good Shepherd Sunday, leadership, focusing on this. So, very briefly, I really want to focus on a kind of like the godly leadership in today's readings. But I just want to very briefly beginning, like, why should we follow our shepherd? Why should we follow Jesus? So the second part of the homily is for those who are comfortable in their relationship with the Lord. And say, okay, Lord, what's next? This first part is for those who are like, I don't know, why should I follow Him? Why should I follow Him? Okay. So three reasons why you should follow Him. The first reading, Peter preaches to those who are pierced in the heart, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of his sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is made to you and to your children and those far off, whoever the Lord our God will call. So he's worthy of being followed because he wants to give you forgiveness, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and a promise made to you for your well-being, those the Lord calls. That's one reason we should follow him. Second, look at the second reading. Why should we follow the shepherd? Peter preaches. Again, this is Peter writing. You have been called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps. He bore our sins in his body upon the cross, priest shared with me beautiful insight. Father Albert shared with me a beautiful insight. In heaven, what are the only things in heaven made by human hands? Okay, so think of it this way. Like, this is a weird thought experiment, right? Whatever clothing, whatever structures, whatever this in heaven, it's not made by human hands. Like, you're going to get glory, whatever, a glorious mansion, a glorious robe, a glorious thing. Like, what's the only things made by human hands in heaven? The wounds on the body of Jesus Christ. Think about that. He keeps those wounds even in heaven. The only thing made by human hands. He did this for you. He did this for you so that you could be free. You could be free from the consequences of sin. Why is he worthy of being followed? I love the gospel. Jesus says, the sheep hear the gatekeeper's voice as a shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. They recognize his voice. You were made to hear his voice. You were made to hear his voice. In fact, you know, sometimes there's power in claiming something and stating a reality of fact in the face of all the lies of the culture that says he doesn't want to speak to you. You don't hear his voice. So church, we're going to practice something very simple. It's claiming the grace. I just invite you to repeat after me. I was made to hear his voice. I was made to hear the voice of the shepherd.
I was made to hear the voice of the shepherd.
Amen. There's power in that. There's power in that. That reality. Against all the lies, especially among younger Catholics. When does God speak to me? He has and is speaking to you. All right. Now that I've won you over, and you're like, oh, yes, I'm ready to follow. Let's move to that second category. Leadership. What does leadership renewal in the church look like? From the first reading, you hear Peter, the first pope, giving direction, giving a path. In an exhortation, he gives them a direction. This is what you should do. You should repent. You should be baptized. And then he testified many other arguments. Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Come out of the culture, the destructive things of the culture, the frenetic pace of the culture, the lack of peace of the culture, the kind of relativism of the culture that says, oh, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't matter what you do, God loves you. Come out of that. Save yourselves. Do we acknowledge his authority? In order, leadership renewal is when I place myself under his authority, which is very hard. As Americans, and I'll give you this example, right? Everyone says, oh yeah, yeah, God, oh yeah, I claim your authority. Whenever it suits them. And something that we struggle with, and this is the United States, but this humanity, is the earthly authority that the Lord has established. Do we accept the authority that the Lord has placed over us in our Holy Father, Pope Leo, his local representative, the bishop, and your pastor? I share this because in our country in the last couple of weeks, there's been a kind of flashpoint over the Pope and between the leader of our country, President Trump. And I just want to share with you a statement that Bishop Duca shared about this ongoing situation. And I think it speaks to that challenge for us to accept the authority. Yeah, Pope Leo, he's way over there. You know, we'd much rather follow our own likings. And, you know, and then if Pope Leo says something we like, oh, yeah, 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 I accept the Pope. If he challenges us, no. I follow my party. I follow this. I don't follow the Pope. This is what Bishop Duker writes. In recent days, written and verbal remarks have been made by President Trump regarding Pope Leo XIV, describing the Holy Father in political terms and questioning his moral leadership. Such language directed toward him is troubling because it risks reducing the Holy Father to a partisan figure and further deepening divisions in an already fractured world. The Pope is not a politician. He is the vicar of Christ, entrusted with proclaiming the gospel in season and out of season, challenging all people, regardless of nation or office, to measure their words and actions against the truth of Jesus Christ revealed in the gospels. The Church always seeks to speak for the dignity of the human person, the sanctity of life, and the urgent call to peace. Again, am I willing to place myself under the authority of God? And I can give you many specific examples. I invite you all to confession. That's one way where it's difficult to claim, put myself under the authority of God. It's much easier to claim your own authority and say, oh, I can go straight to God. On this World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Oh yeah, it's much easier to say, thank you, Lord, for the gift of this child. It's much more difficult to accept the possibility that God may be calling your child to religious vocation. The number one hurdle for a young man or a young woman to follow Jesus exclusively is his or her parents. Oh, no. You don't need to become... Oh, no. You don't need to do that. You need to follow the family. You need to follow this. I need grandchildren. Are we willing to accept his authority? Leadership renewal starts with that. Putting myself under his authority. Next, second reading. Authority with leadership comes challenges, and I see fear in inviting people to accept leadership. Oh no. I don't want a target. I don't want that, all the responsibility. I don't want that. Second reader, Peter writes, he suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps. And why did he bear our sins on the cross? Peter writes, so that free from sin, we might live for righteousness. That's the second thing of leadership renewal. Is willing to suffer, not for suffering's sake. Because you're walking, that's when you are closest to Jesus Christ, is when you are suffering. That's when you are closest. Do we believe that, right? And so leadership is recognizing, yes, the Lord may be calling me to discomfort for the glory of the kingdom, for the building of the kingdom. This temporary suffering is nothing compared to the glory. If you sacrifice for the kingdom, He will reward you. In the third reading, leadership renewal is through saints. It's through saints. Again, I read this book on Catherine of Siena. This young woman, she died in her 30s, but she was able to convert politicians. She was able to convert the highest powerful people in Europe. And it was because she said yes to the Holy Spirit in such a radical way. Her life was a burning torch. It was like this bright, bright, beautiful light. She stood as a small, a woman in her 30s, and she was small of stature. She would stand in these courts of kings. She would stand among the most powerful in the church surrounding her. And at that time, the leaders of the church were not very holy. And she stood before them all, and they would question her, grill her, and she just had such beautiful trust. And she converted, the Pope to come back to Rome. He was living away from Rome out of fear. But Jesus says in the gospel, I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what sanctity is abundant life, saying yes to the fire of the Holy Spirit. And yet, a call to leadership in the church, not just religious vocation leadership, but stepping up to serve the parish. Is God like allowing the Holy Spirit to move in you in abundant life. Well, good. Well, good. So those three things, which you want to pray for. You want to pray for, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to come under your authority. Help me to accept your authority over me and the authority you place in the Pope and the bishops. Maybe that's a difficult thing you deal with. But he's worthy of your trust. Or maybe, Lord, help me to know to be close to you in suffering. Yes, leadership requires discomfort. But Lord, in that suffering, I can draw close to you. You bore my sins on the cross. Maybe it's suffering. Or maybe it's the gospel. Lord, I want to say yes to the Holy Spirit. Help me to say yes to the Holy Spirit. To know you call me by name. I was made to hear your voice. Let's pray we may be open to the Lord. Who wants to renew his church? And who wants to raise up men and women after his own hearts? Amen.